criminal code now has been passed, and you guys got good news today that the governor is going to sign it. Is that right?
Yes, very good news. We were very pleased to hear Senator Justice announce at the luncheon today that she had been told by the governor's office that he will not veto the criminal code revision bill. So obviously, that is wonderful news. The coalition of stakeholders that has been involved in this initiative for the past 8 years really is unprecedented, and we welcome the news, welcome the opportunity to continue to work with the legislature and the governor's office over the next 2 years prior to the implementation date for review and implementation.
So before I switch over to Gwenda here, 8 years of work is not over.
No, actually, this is not the end of the road by any means. This is merely the beginning of the next phase, because obviously there's again, the two-year implementation period, which will involve review and all of the stakeholders in the system, the criminal justice system, beginning the implementation process. And then, of course, the question is, where do we go from here? And this is really the foundation now of the beginning of looking at the rest of the criminal justice system in terms of modernizing and bringing other aspects into the 21st century as well.
Gwenda, what are some of the issues now to look forward to? Now that we've gotten the big bill out of the way, what are the refinements that we have to make in the system?
I think at this particular point, with the Missouri Bar, we're now beginning to identify what the areas are that the Criminal Law Committee, that I am a co-chair of, would like to examine, and what are the statutes that we see as being statutes that we might want to revise down the road. But we're just in the beginning stages at this particular point, just beginning to think about what would be the next project and what would be the next thing that we could do to assist in improving our criminal justice system in Missouri.
The word that I'm already hearing over at the Capitol a lot is expungement. That seems to be kind of the top of the issue, at least in the minds of many of those folks over there. Is that at all a tricky thing to address?
I don't know whether it will be or it won't be. It's definitely something that I, as a criminal law committee member, have never addressed before. And it is something that we have determined needs some examination. But as I said before, we're just now in the beginning stages or processes of identifying what it is we're going to look at and what are our goals.
In layman's terms, does expungement mean forgiving someone had a transgression of some kind in the past? Is that what it's about? Or is that too simple?
I don't know if I would condense expungement in the way that you had.
Okay.
But I do think that there should be a provision in the law for those individuals who, after a certain amount of time, have rehabilitated themselves, shown themselves to be productive citizens, to be law-abiding citizens, and that some provision should be in the law to help them make reparations, restore themselves to the rights that they had before, and so that they're not living under the stigma of a criminal conviction, because there are many consequences that having a criminal conviction has.
And I have to ask you, because we've had an issue just in the last week out of Webster Groves, this fellow who was thrown in jail, prison 13 years after he was sentenced. He seems to have rehabilitated himself. Is this one of those kinds of issues that emphasizes, if not expungement, at least the fact that people can redeem themselves and deserve some kind of consideration?
Well, Missouri's prosecutors have certainly been in discussions with legislators for the past couple years about the idea, and have maintained and will continue to maintain that we are more than happy to engage in those discussions. Certainly, our thoughts is that is a reasonable and measured approach to expungement is not out of the question by any means. It is and should be part of the larger discussion of the future of the criminal justice system in Missouri. And as long as it's approached in a way that makes sense and that maintains accountability, but also balances out the fairness and the equities, it is a discussion worth having.
Glenn, the last question for you. We have the criminal code now. Yeah, I remember when it was passed back in the 70s, and it's become kind of jumbled. That's why we've done what we've done. Is it important for the bar to continue the work that your committee has been doing to make sure we don't get to a situation where we have to rewrite this whole thing all over again?
I think that it's important that the bar continue to be involved in the legislative process, and that along with the legislature, to ensure that the criminal code does not fall, that things don't fall by the wayside as they did before, and that some of the things that made our current criminal code cumbersome and not easily manageable, those things won't occur again.